Hello and welcome to Discovering the Jewish Jesus. I'm your host, Dustin Roberts, and today Rabbi's going to explain the secret to maturity. No one wants to struggle, yet it's often in the challenges of this life that we find ourselves growing and maturing into the people God would have us become. And today, Rabbi Schneider is going to be reminding us about God's fatherly compassion as the one who has created us and sustains us. This message comes from our series on Psalm 103. And if you'd like to download Rabbi's study notes, you'll find them online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. Right now, let's join Rabbi as he begins today's program with a Hebrew song.
David Melech, Melech Israel. David Melech, Melech Israel. David Melech, Melech Israel. David Melech, ay ay ay, ay 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 ay. Ay 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 ay. That was just a little Hebrew melody. I was singing King David, the King of Israel. And the reason I opened the show, beloved ones, with that little song is because we are now in one of David's Psalms, one of his most beautiful Psalms, Psalm number 103. This is season number 2, episode 1 of Psalm number 103. I really want to encourage you, go back and watch all the episodes of season 1 on Psalm 103. This is life-changing because what Psalm 103 helps us do is move into soul correction. What do I mean by soul correction? I mean that oftentimes we need to be reminded of where God is calling us to be and then compare where He's calling us to be with how we're walking. And Psalm number 103 is all about walking in an attitude of blessing God and in a spirit of gratitude. Psalm number 103 begins, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name." And then David goes on to say, the reason I'm going to walk in praise and adoration and thankfulness to You, Hashem, Father God, is because I'm going to remember all Your benefits. David says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of His benefits." And then he begins to list the benefits. And we covered many of those benefits in season number 1. How He forgives us, how He shows us compassion, how He renews our life like an eagle. He renews our youthfulness and we rise up like an eagle with wings. We thank Him for all the good things that He's brought into our life through the years. And so we're continuing this journey now of cultivating a spirit of thankfulness as we pick up today, beloved ones, in the 8th verse. David says there, "The Lord," and he's using God's sacred name. It's often referred to as the Tetragrammaton, Yud, He, Vav, He, the 4 Hebrew letters that speak of God's covenant name. And His covenant name, Yud, He, Vav, He, oftentimes pronounced reverently, a very breathy Yahweh. It was pronounced by the high priest as he went into the Holy of Holies once a year and made a blood atonement for the sins of Israel on Yom Kippur when the temple was standing and when the tabernacle was standing. But His name, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, actually carries with it the idea of the One who is, who was, and is to come. So David is saying the Lord, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, the One who is, the One who was, and the One who is to come. God's name carries with it. It comes from the Hebrew word meaning to be. In other words, God, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, the Lord, is reality. He existed before there was space. A lot of people talk about, well, it all started with the Big Bang. But let me ask you this question. Where did the Big Bang happen? Because in order for the Big Bang to have happened, it had to happen somewhere. And when you start speaking of a place of where, then you have to ask the question, well, where did that place come from? In other words, there had to be a time and it had to be in space somewhere, but Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh is beyond time and he's beyond space. He's beyond any place because he existed before there was a place, before there is time, before there was space. He is the ground of all being. He is reality. In other words, we're kind of bending our mind because David is praying to the Eternal One. And a lot of times when we think about God, our spiritual life is being hindered. When we address the Lord as the Lord, our spiritual life is being hindered because our concept isn't big enough. And so I'm trying to impress upon you, beloved ones, by referring back to God's Hebrew covenant name, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, Yahweh, by helping you to understand that it's beyond just a personal name. It's a verb that carries the concept of He who is, who was, and is to come. It's continuous present act. God is the being. He's the ground of all being. He is reality. In other words, God is not in a place. He is the place. He created space. He created heaven. He's beyond everything. And when we start to appreciate that, it really opens up our heart to enter into a deeper dimension of who this one is that created us and who this one is that we're called into fellowship with. God is so big. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. He is, beloved, God. He is eternity. And so David is praying to this beautiful God that has chosen to love us, who is reality. And he's saying, this one who is reality, the self-existent one, this one through which time emerged, space emerged, and through which I was emerging and have emerged and am created by, this one, the Lord, David said in verse 8, is compassionate. David is saying, Lord, I will bless you with all my being. I'll forget none of your benefits. And then David names his benefits. And David says, you are compassionate. In other words, because you're compassionate, God, I will bless you with my whole soul because of who you are. You're so beautiful. You're so lovely. You're so good. And I want to just focus with you for a moment on this concept of compassionate. David said, God, I will bless you. You are compassionate. Do you know that when we think of God, we're talking about misconceptions that we have about God? Usually, when people think of God, the first connection they have in their heart and mind as to who God is not compassion. But I want to show you something. I'm going to take you now into a mystery. We're going to the book of Exodus. We're tying it into this word compassion and why we should bless the Lord because of His compassion towards us. I want to go now with you to the book of Exodus, chapter number 34. This is an outstanding portion of God's Word. In fact, I believe that Exodus 34 contains the most profound revelation of who Hashem, who God is in the entire Tanakh, in the entire Hebrew Bible. I want you to understand that Moses had been praying to the Lord. He said, Lord, you've called me to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt, but Lord, assure me that you're with me in this. Father, give me more confidence. Help me to know you're with me because, Father, Moses said to the Lord, if you're not with me, I'm not going to go. So Moses is having this dialogue with God. If thou found favor in your sight, Lord, show me. And God keeps on giving Moses these assurances in Exodus 33. And finally, Moses pushes the envelope one step further. Again, he's asking for more confidence. He's wanting to be built up. He's wanting to know that when he goes forward to lead Israel out of Egypt by Hashem's command, that God will be with him and that God will do what he said he was going to do. And so Moses says to the Lord, in Exodus chapter number 33, the 18th verse, Moses said, I pray you, show me your glory. Moses said, Lord, show me your glory. Let me know your power. Let me see your goodness. Let me see your glory. Look what the Lord says. I myself, the Lord answers Moses, will make all my goodness pass before you. Now, I want you to notice something here. Moses prays in verse 18, show me your glory. Notice how God answers. God says to Moses, I will make all my goodness pass before you. Moses asks for a revelation of God's glory, and God says, okay, Moses, I'm going to make all my goodness pass before you. God's goodness, Hashem's goodness, is His glory. He's a good God. David said, I will bless the Lord. I will bless Him with all that is within me. I'll forget none of His benefits. Why? He's a good God. That's why we sing that song, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Then it continues, God is so good. You've heard it right. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. And so God says to Moses, Moses, you asked for a revelation of my glory. I'm going to make all my goodness pass before you.
You're listening to Discovering the Jewish Jesus, and Rabbi will be right back. If you're looking to better equip yourself in your study, pursuit, and growth in Jesus the Messiah, be sure to go online and explore our treasury of Messianic content. You'll find Messianic teaching tools and videos, information about God's seven annual feasts, the Hebrew names, titles of God, and so much more. This content is ready and available for you today online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. To become a blessing in someone's life today, get in touch to partner with us. Our mission is to prepare the world for Jesus' return, and your financial gift is channeled directly toward this worthy cause. Take your first step today by calling 800-777-7835. That's 800-777-7835. Or visit us at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. Your contribution will equip others for Messiah's return. And now here is Rabbi Schneider with the rest of today's message.
Well, let's read it again. I myself will make all my goodness pass before you and will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. And then the Lord instructs Moses to go into the cleft of a rock and to call upon the name of the Lord, to call upon Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. So Moses goes in the cleft of the rock. He begins to call upon the name of the Lord. And as Moses is in the cleft of the rock, calling upon the name of the Lord comes to Moshe. Remember, the Lord says, I'm going to come. I'm going to reveal my glory to you by revealing my goodness to you. So let's pick up now in Exodus 34, verse number 6. Then the Lord, then Yahweh, then Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, the one who is the one that has always been, passed by in front of him and proclaimed, the Lord God, compassionate. I want you to see there. God reveals himself to Moses. And the Lord said concerning Moses that Moses was a man whom he spoke with face to face. The point that I'm trying to impart and to stress upon you right now is in this incident that we're studying, when Moses was calling upon Hashem in the cleft of the rock, the Lord came to him as Moses was calling upon his name, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. And when the Lord came to him, the Lord then spoke into Moses and revealed to Moses who he was in his essence. In other words, when the Lord came to Moses and his goodness and his glory passed by Moses, and the Lord was proclaiming his name to Moses, Moses was then filled with living, dynamic revelation, supernatural light, so that Moses truly knew in that second who exactly Hashem is, who God is. He didn't just hear God saying, the Lord is compassionate. When the Lord said, I am compassionate, Moses was filled with the essence of what that meant. He didn't just hear it intellectually. He was filled with the interior knowledge of what that meant. And listen carefully. When the Lord passed by Moses and said, I am Yahweh God, compassionate. That Hebrew word for compassion is rachum. Get this now. Who is God? He's eternal. And the first attribute that came forth in his revelation as to who he was to Moses was the attribute of compassion. And so David, the reason he loves God and trusts God and has given his life to God is he knew who God was, and he knew that in God's heart of hearts, he is in essence compassionate. That Hebrew word rachum, from again, we get the English word compassion that is spoken of here in Exodus 34, and David is referring to it in Psalm 103. It comes, rachum, from the concept of a mother's womb. And how does a mother's womb relate to compassion? Because think about the child in a mother's womb and how that child in the mother's womb is protected and encased with loving kindness. The mother is carrying around her baby in a secret, separate, sacred, secure place. She takes care of that child in her womb by just shielding that child from anything that she thinks would harm it. Number one, because it's deep inside her, protected from the outer world. And secondly, because of the mother's love for the child in the womb. And that is how God relates to you and I. I know it doesn't feel like that sometimes because we're in this world and we're facing so many challenges and there are so many difficulties and, you know, things happen in life that are so painful. And we say, well, how could I be protected in God's womb? How could I be secure and safe in His compassion? Because, you know, the days are hard and it's cold outside sometimes. And, you know, I'm dealing with these problems and there are terrible things that happen in this world. And it seems sometimes when we look at the circumstances that we're not safe and we're not sealed and protected in God's loving kindness and His compassion. But beloved, we are. The reason that the Lord allows His children to face difficulty, it's not because He doesn't care or isn't compassionate, but because, listen, He wants us to grow in our sonship. And if you're a woman, it's the same thing. It's to grow into maturity in terms of who He's destined us to be as His sons and daughters. I'm speaking here of a deep mystery. We're focusing on the fact that David said, I will bless you, Lord, with all that's within me because you're compassionate. And I've shared with you how compassion is the chief attribute that the Lord revealed as to His nature when He revealed Himself to Moses in a face-to-face encounter. God's compassion is not one of His attributes. It is the essence of who He is. And yet the challenge for you and I is that as we walk through life, it sometimes doesn't feel like God is really that close to us, that He's that involved, that He's that compassionate, because we face such hardship sometimes and such difficulty and such pain. So the question is, if God cares so much and He's so loving and He's so compassionate, why does He not do something to take away some of these challenges? But the secret is to understand that the challenges that we face are the tools that Hashem, that Father God is using to bring you and I into maturity. It's as we choose Hashem, it's as we choose Father through the trials, as we overcome evil, as we choose to be faithful despite the trial and the test, it's in that way that we become mature and evolve into the mature sons and daughters that God has called us to become. You see, God doesn't want us to be babies. He wants us to grow up to be independent, mature sons in Him and daughters in Him so that we can love Him as mature human beings that have been created in the divine image, because our love means something to Him. And the love of a baby for the mother is different than the love that a mature adult gives somebody. Because a baby's love is not based on giving. A baby's love is just based on an attachment because of receiving. But a mature person chooses to love not for what they can get, but for what they can give. And God wants to bring you and I into maturity so that we choose to love Him. Jesus said, even sinners love their friends.
Focusing on the fact that God is a compassionate God. This is Discovering the Jewish Jesus, and you're listening to the Bible teaching of Rabbi Schneider. Well, Rabbi really laid out the secret to maturity. But maybe you're finding yourself in a place where you really don't know that much about Jesus. And so if you'd like to discover more about the Jewish Jesus and how we can help you grow and mature in your faith, then let me invite you to go online to discoveringthejewishjesus.com. Once again, that's discoveringthejewishjesus.com. And then just click on the white heart in the middle of the page to get started. We have a couple of videos for you to watch there. And then once you've made the commitment to follow Jesus, we'd love to hear from you. You can also find us online on all your social media platforms, including YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, or connect with us on the Rabbi Schneider mobile app. We have a variety of resources and tools available there too, like our daily devotional, Rabbi's articles, and letters from Rabbi's wife, Cynthia. You'll even find a donate button so you can help support this ministry with a financial gift if the Lord lays it on your heart to help us share the good news of the gospel. Now, back to Rabbi.
The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord abides forever. I'm reading from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, verse 7. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is in the Lord. A true barometer for how much you and I really trust the Lord is seen in how we handle our finances. If we really trust the Lord, we're gonna honor Him with our wealth. Beloved, I want to encourage you, let's be faithful to the Lord with our hearts and show it by how we honor Him with our finances. I know this, the Lord promised in the book of Malachi, when we honor Him with the first of our finances, He opens the windows of heaven for us. He responds. I want to encourage you today, if the Lord is feeding you through this ministry, if you sense His love for you through this ministry, would you honor Him with your finances through this ministry? Jesus said it will come back to you, pressed down, good measure, and running over into your lap. Thank you and God bless you.
There are several easy and convenient ways that you can give to support this ministry. First, you can automate your gift by becoming a monthly partner, and we've made signing up quick and easy when you visit us at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. Or if you've got your phone handy, you can text your donation to us by typing the keyword Rabbi to the number 45777. Or as I mentioned earlier, you can give a gift right from the home screen of the Rabbi Schneider mobile app. And then before we wrap up today's message, don't forget that next Monday afternoon, we're going to be hosting another Rabbi Live online event. Join with Rabbi as he ministers life-impacting truths for this Passover season. Expect a supernatural touch from God as you discover how this season applies to you and to your family. To learn more, just go to discoveringthejewishjesus.com. But first, let's close our message today on the secret to maturity with a special blessing from Rabbi Schneider.
In the book of Numbers, chapter 6, the Lord gave instructions to Moses and Aaron to speak this blessing over His people. And the Lord said, when you speak these words over my people, I will place my name on them and bless them. Receive the impartation of the Lord's blessings.
Yavarechech Yahweh vayishmarecha Ya'er Yahweh panav elecha V'hunecha Yisa Yahweh P'nav Elecha Ve'asem Lecha
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift you up by His countenance, and the Lord give you, beloved one, His peace. God bless you and shalom.
Discovering the Jewish Jesus is a production of Shalom Ministries. Join us next time when Rabbi Schneider explains how to partner with God. This message comes from our Psalm 103 series. So be listening Thursday to Discovering the Jewish Jesus.